8.
Sorry, what do I do now?
Wait for a letter from us, and you can take it down to Middletown.
Thank you.
Case number 8, 22-063. Okay, Sergeant, can you identify yourself for the record one more time?
Sergeant Elias Martz, M-A-R-T-Z, with the Middletown Police Department.
Thank you, Sergeant. Would you like to make a brief opening statement?
Yes. In this particular case, at the time of the application and the investigation, there was an automatic disqualifier of assault in the third degree conviction. There was a public act that was changed, There was a public act that changed the disqualifiers, and the case was reinvestigated, and based on suitability as well as inconsistencies in the, sorry, inaccuracies in the, on the DPS 799C. The appellant was found not suitable, and also the inaccuracies are a disqualifier.
Okay, sir, would you like to make an opening statement?
Yes, at the time I applied for a permit, I didn't know that I had any ongoing cases or what, not what he was doing to, because at the time I found out, that was 20 years ago. I forgot all about it, that's why I didn't disclose it. It was me and my daughter, she was being grown, ran out of the house, so I grabbed her, she hit me, and I hit her back, that was all it was.
Sergeant, you may proceed with your case.
The background investigation revealed that the appellant was convicted of violation of Connecticut General Statutes 53A61, assault in the third degree on March 13th of 1997. At the time of the investigation, this was an automatic handgun disqualification. This was therefore the only reason listed in the denial letter. However, after review based upon changes to the gun laws pursuant to Public Act 21-67, which became effective June 1st of 2022, the automatic disqualification for assault third convictions was changed from since 1994 to the past 20 years. The denial letter to the appellant was dated May 14th, 2021, making 20 years previously to be May 14th, 2021. This removed the automatic disqualification. Based on this information, the case was reexamined, and the issuing authority determined the denial would stand. This was based on multiple suitability factors as well as application errors as follows. Background investigation revealed that our records of the 1996 arrest of the appellant had been destroyed per retention of records guidelines. However, the abstract still existed, which indicated that the arrest was originally for risk of injury, and the appellant was convicted of a substituted charge, assault in the third degree. The appellant was also the subject of a protective order from July 6th, 2004 until December 17th, 2004, for a period of 164 days. While this did not occur within the past 5 years, it still contributed to the suitability of the appellant. Furthermore, a check of in-house records showed that under case number 19-02105, on January 20th of 2019, the appellant was involved in a verbal domestic dispute. Lastly, the appellant answered questions incorrectly on the DPS 799C in the following ways. On page 3, criminal history section, question, "Have you ever been arrested for any crime in any jurisdiction?" The appellant answered no. This was determined to be incorrect based upon the criminal history check. On page 3, criminal history section, question, "Have you ever been convicted under the laws of this state, federal law, or the laws of any other jurisdiction?" The appellant answered no. This was determined to be incorrect based upon the criminal history check. Based on further review of the application for the above stated reasons, the appellant was found to be an unsuitable pistol permit candidate for the following reasons: conviction of assault in the third degree in 1997, being the subject of a protective order July 6, 2004 to December 17, 2004, and involvement in a verbal domestic dispute on January 20th of 2019. All three of these appear to be domestic-related type incidents over a long period of time. Furthermore, there were two questions relating to arrest and conviction on the DPS 799C, which were answered incorrectly, and the DPS 799C clearly states that any statement in the application that is deemed to be false or inaccurate shall constitute grounds for denial of such application.
Thank you, Sergeant. Sir, do you have any questions for the Sergeant?
Yes, I want to know what the 2019 about.
It should be in the packet that you were provided. I know it's a lengthy packet and difficult to navigate.
Let me disappear.
I just need to locate the case. January 20th of 2019, under case number 19-02105, at approximately 0023 hours, Sergeant Clark was assigned to respond to the residents of 51 Braeburn Lane. I believe it's still your current residence.
Do you still live there?
Yes, I do.
And Officer Stead arrived to assist for a report of verbal domestic dispute. Upon arrival, I met with the complainant, who stated that the appellant woke up to find your daughter missing from her bedroom. Say that the appellant followed the daughter's footsteps in fresh snow to a friend's house, made contact with her, and walked her home. An argument ensued over her leaving the residence. Daughter stated she simply left the house to retrieve an iPhone charger because her phone was nearly dead. They didn't believe this because they have Apple products and there are numerous chargers in the home. The argument was verbal in nature. No claim of violence or evidence of violence was observed. Parties agreed to go to bed and discuss the matter further the following day.
Does that involve the appellant? Does it appear to involve the appellant?
Yes, the appellant is named in the report.
Is the dad called?
The appellant's wife, or wife at the time, was the complainant and called police in that case.
Regarding the husband or regarding
yes.
the appellant or regarding
the regarding
the
argument that ensued after the daughter returned.
Ah, I see. Okay. But there is no arrest in this case, correct?
There's no arrest. This was verbal only.
Okay.
However, taken in totality of circumstance with everything else,
of
it showed that
assault third case, which is no longer there, and a protective order, which is outside the five-year boundary. So I'm confused
yes.
as to what you're going on right now.
Well, I think he still
the
has
suitability.
He still has a conviction.
No.
The conviction still stands.
Yeah.
It's just that it's no longer an automatic disqualifier.
Okay.
So the conviction taken with a protective order, which is issued usually pursuant to a domestic violence case.
But this was outside the 5 years, so he answered correctly for that.
He did answer correctly for that, yes. And then now in 2019, there was a verbal domestic which escalated to the point of someone needing to call the police.
Which was
or
the,
feeling
which
they needed
the
to call
appellant.
The police. The appellant did not contact the police.
Well,
the appellant's wife called.
Okay. Well, I was going to say,
there's no allegation of violence. It just was
he's listed as
taken
a complainant off. In this.
Yes, they were both listed as complainant on the initial page, but in the narrative, it says that the complainant was the wife.
Do you have any more questions for the sergeant?
Yes, I want to know why I'm being punished for something happened so long ago. And I done been a law-abiding citizen ever since.
Is that a question for him?
Yes.
when the case was initially investigated, despite that charge existing a very long time ago, it was what was considered an automatic disqualifier. However, when the case was re-examined, when they determined that it no longer was an automatic disqualifier because it was took place further than 20 years past, it was put into consideration along with the protective order and a verbal dispute of a domestic nature that rose to the level of someone contacting the police. And so all of those together seem to indicate that you might not be a suitable candidate. And that was the opinion of the police department.
Well, you'd rather be tough matters in my own hand or call you. That's what we did, call you, call the police. In other words, 20 years before that, I probably did something stupid, but we called you. I'm still getting punished.
Sir, do you have any other questions for the sergeant?
Not punishing.
No, that's all I
have to say.
Does
the board have any questions for the sergeant?
What led to the protective order? What are the charges on there? Or what incident led to that? Because that was 7 years after the assault.
Yes, that was in 2004. Information on that.
Well, we have 10 times more pages to go through with all the cases. It's hard for us to read them all and remember every little thing. That's why.
It's a very valid question, sir.
Well, I have. I'm looking at from the registry. It doesn't say what.
I don't think it has.
It does not say what charges are. But it does say it's family violence.
Yeah, I don't know that we were able to uncover that. It's possible that
we can ask
those records were erased or did not occur in Middletown, and we were unable to locate with that department, especially if it fell off of a criminal history check. But I don't believe I have reports from 2004 from our in-house system or from another department, but I'm looking to see if I can locate any. I do not have any records of that.
All right, thanks.
Other questions by the board? Do you have any other witnesses?
I do not.
Sir, you can tell us what you'd like us to know now.
At the time when it occurred between me and my daughter, me and my first, her mother, we were separating everything. She was going back and forth. So got into it. She was at the house. I told her to put the phone down. She didn't put the phone down. She threw it at me, she ran out. So I ran down the street, tried to get her. She hit me, I hit her back. That's where all occurred from.
Was this the thing that was 24, 25 years ago?
Yes, sir.
Is this the same daughter?
No, that's my baby girl. I have three daughters.
Okay.
That's the oldest one there.
Okay, how old is the one whose name is, I don't have my glasses on, Tyronia?
Tyronia, she turned 21. She's in college at Virginia State.
All right, go ahead, sir.
And after that time, I've been doing everything what I was supposed to do. I'm a master mason. I do everything for this community. I don't know why. That's all I got to say.
Sergeant, do you have any questions for the appellant?
Do you recall what occurred in 2004 that there was a protective order issued against you?
Not really, but I know that. 2004, I just started third shift at EB. I think me and my wife got in an altercation because I woke up late and I went to work. We got in an altercation, so I left and went to work. That day, I know she had called a cop. The cop called the EB, said something. So that day, I came to turn myself in. Then I had to go to anger management. I went through a 10-week, 8-week course, and ever since then, ain't nothing happened yet, since then.
Were you confused by the question, have you ever been arrested for any crime in any jurisdiction?
I probably was. I didn't remember. But what other state I've been arrested in besides this one?
Just this one that we know of, but that was the question, and you stated that the arrest was a long time ago, but you answered it on your form that no, you had not been arrested.
I forgot, but at the time I was filling out.
And you also forgot that you had been convicted? Did you also forget that you were convicted?
Convicted.
Of assault in the third degree?
At that time, I think it got gnarly or something. I probably forgot all about it. Because I went down to the court system back when they first built the court, with the new one, and I tried to get everything off my case, because I needed all that to get a job at EB. Because that's a government facility, I had clearance. So all that went through, so I didn't pay that nail through mine.
Okay, thank you.
Board, have any questions? Chief.
Just want to go to the 1997 arrest where you chased your daughter down the street. She hit you, you hit her.
Yes.
What happened next? How did the police get involved in that?
Because I think we went to the police station.
Okay.
At the time.
Oh, why did you go to the police station?
Because she was disrespected and ran away from the house.
Okay. Then did you get arrested that day?
No, I think they came in, and then I went to court the next day.
Did they come to your house to arrest you?
No. We was on Main Street.
They found you on the street, you mean?
Yes.
Did they put you in handcuffs?
No, I think I went to the jail. I forget his name. Now, me and him used to work together at Pratt. And we went to the courthouse and did the paper, and I promised to appear the next morning.
So you spent the night in jail?
I don't think so. I think I came back home.
Well, you must have gotten handcuffed at some point.
I probably did.
And then you went into the booking room, they took your fingerprints, took your pictures. It sounds like you spent a night in jail.
I might have.
You said you went the next morning.
Yes.
And the problem I'm having with your application says you've never been arrested.
Well.
And it's very difficult to believe that you didn't remember getting put in handcuffs, getting processed, getting put in a jail cell, getting bonded out, going to court. And that's a lot of things to forget.
Yeah, I try to forget. A lot of things I did in the past, I want to leave in the past.
I understand you want to leave them, but the question doesn't say, what do you want to tell? It says, what has happened in your life? And you said no.
Yeah, I probably did.
So did you remember it? I mean, you said you didn't remember it, but I don't think that's believable.
At the time I was filling out the application, no, I didn't process that.
But you did remember it?
Yeah, I don't think so. Really, until I got it back. So you showed me, when I went down, they showed me what I got denied for.
And you had actually been arrested another time in 2004.
Look, I went down there and came out the same day. I went to court the same day.
Right, but there was still arrest.
Yes.
You were still arrested.
Yes.
So that's two. Now that one you made probably didn't have to report, but it still happened.
Yes.
The issue I'm having is not what happened back then 25 years ago. You're right. That was a long time.
Yes,
your daughter and all that. It's the application and the issuing authority's right to have an accurate and complete application.
I understand that, but look what I did from there to now, though.
No, I understand. It's not.
Yes.
But the issue now is not what happened back then, somewhat. And it is their case. It's a suitability case, but it's also current. That you didn't answer inaccurately or untruthfully on the application. Had that been checked correctly, we may not even be here.
Well, at that time, I didn't process it because then my brother-in-law was filling out the application, and I didn't process like
I someone filled it out for you?
No, he helped me.
Okay, thank you.
Other questions by the board?
keep saying probably. That's what's hanging me up a little bit. You probably didn't remember.
Well, at that time, when I did the application, let me go back and tell you, I got hurt in 2019. 12/04/2019. I got hit in the head at work with a pair of vice grip. And I was out of work over 14 months, you know. And the medication I take sometimes throws me off.
Did you serve any time for the conviction in 1997?
No. I never served no time.
Were you on probation?
I probably was on probation, but I never served no time.
Do you remember pleading guilty?
Yes, God did hit her.
How old was she?
I think she was too grown. I think she was 14 or 15, one. Because she, her mother had kicked out. She came to stay with me, so she was hard to handle then.
You said when you started working for Electric Boat, you went to the courthouse to get records?
No, I tried to get all my paperwork, see what I had on the document. I didn't have nothing up there, so everything was knowledge, I thought.
Okay.
But it didn't show up when they did their investigation, so.
Okay. Other questions? Do you have any other witnesses, sir?
No, I don't.
Would you like to make a closing statement?
Well, I like to be forgiven for what I did 20 years ago for not holding me up now, what I'm doing now, trying to help kids and better kids now, what I did. Back then, I was young, drinking. I ain't have a drink since 1997. I haven't had a drink since.
As I stated before, the case initially hinged on what was believed at the time to be an automatic disqualifier, but the reexamination showed a pattern over a large period of years of domestic-related incidents relating in one arrest, one protective order, as well as a minor verbal dispute. And that coupled with the inaccuracies on the DPS 799 showed a lack of suitability for the appellant.
Thank you, Sergeant. Comments by the board? Dr. Conrad.
The appellant.
Attorney Iaconis.
Appellant.
Ms. Johnson.
Appellant.
Chief Rosenzweig.
Judicial authority.
Chair votes appellant. Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you.